You know, it's a wonderful thing about how God has created us with this thing we call a brain, and a spirit that allows us to be able to study and enjoy all the blessings of His creation. It's just an amazing thing that we are children of the living God. You know, all breathing, living things are a creation of God. But we humans have a special gift. We have a gift that God has given only to humans. And that's the gift of speaking and communicating and having a relationship with Him. Although He cares about all His creation, you know, the dogs and the cats and all of that, all of God's creation. I love dogs. I got a crazy Boston Terrier. He's a mess. But God has been concerned about His creation, and He trying to communicate with us. And if you go back and look at all the Old Testament stuff, He sent prophets, and He tried to get the message out to them, and just, it didn't work out so good. And that's why Jesus said, Father, I want to go and be like them. And He sent Jesus into the world through the birth canal, like you and I come into the world. And being impregnated by the Holy Spirit, Mary gave birth to the Son of God and the Son of Man, as we know as Jesus. And He showed us the way to live and how we can have life more abundantly, and then more important, the promised gift of eternal life. Well, this is what we call Pentecost Sunday. And I guess it's probably a refresher course on the Holy Spirit School. You remember the Holy Spirit School? I think we spent 17 weeks because I wanted you to be able to know the person of the Holy Spirit and how you can have relation with them. And I hope and pray that you got something out of the Holy Spirit School. But this is what we call Pentecost Sunday. Now, why is Pentecost Sunday so important? Well, Pentecost Sunday in the Christian church is a commemoration and a celebration of receiving of the Holy Spirit by the early church. John the Baptist prophesied at the very first Pentecost when Jesus would baptize with the Holy Spirit in fire. You remember that in Matthew 3? Jesus confirmed this prophecy with the promise of the Holy Spirit to the disciples in John 14. I used that for my scripture text today. I was reading from John 16, but John 14 gives you a whole lot of information about Jesus showing Himself to the disciples after His death on the cross and His resurrection, giving convincing proof that He was alive. Now, Jesus told the disciples to wait in Jerusalem for the Father's gift of the Holy Spirit, from whom they would receive power to be witnesses to the ends of the earth. And after Jesus' ascension to heaven, the men returned to Jerusalem and joined together in prayer in a place they called the Upper Room. And it was on the day of Pentecost. Now, the day of Pentecost is also a Jewish feast. And just as promised, the sound like a violent wind filled that house. And tongues that looked like fire came down to rest upon each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And they were given the power of communication. That's the key. Communication with the Father. And Peter used this to begin the ministry for which Jesus had prepared him for. And after coming to begin the ministry, the Holy Spirit and the disciples, they didn't stay in that room just basking in God's glory. They could. No, they burst out and went and wanted to tell the whole world what was happening. And this was the beginning of the church as we know it. Now, many of the Christian churches, and Bethel is one of them, Pentecost celebrates the recognition of the gift of the Holy Spirit, that God's very life and breath and energy lives in us as believers, Christ followers, if you would. And doing the Pentecostal service on Sunday morning, we may be the core message, and we talk about the risen Savior in John 20 that supernaturally appeared to the fear-laden disciples. You know, they were scared that Jesus left them, and they didn't know what was going to happen. But their fear gave way to joy when the Lord showed them his hands and on his side, and he assured them peace and repeated the command given in Matthew 28, saying, "As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you. Go out and prophesy and share the gospel to all of the world." And then he breathed on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. So this celebration of Pentecost Sunday reminds us of the reality that we have a unifying spirit that was poured out in the first century church. It's a reminder that we are co-heirs with Christ, to suffer with him, that may also be glorified in him, and that the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good, that we are all baptized by one Spirit into one body, as the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 12. And that Spirit which raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of believers. This gift of the Holy Spirit that was promised and given to all who believe, not only on that first Pentecost, but it's a promise for you and me and all of our children and our grandchildren, and for all who are far off, whom the Lord our God will call fellow believers in Christ. Wow, that is such a wonderful thing. That's really what Pentecost Sunday is all about, the gift of the Holy Spirit, that we can communicate with the Father and the Father can communicate with us. Even though Jesus went home to be with him, he is no longer here in the flesh, but Jesus promised that when he went to be with the Father, he would send one greater than him, the Holy Spirit. And if you remember, he said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." And you think, well, wait a minute. If he went to heaven, he never leave us nor forsake us. How can that be? And he said, well, I'll send one greater than me, the Holy Spirit, who will be with you, the Paraclete, the one who comes alongside, who pleads our case to the Father. What a joy it is. I get so excited about this relationship with God and the Holy Spirit and everything, and I pray that you do too, that you're sharing that joy with others. Because if we only had this life to look forward to, that's what the Apostle Paul said, and I paraphrase it, we'd all be a sorry bunch of puppies if go through this life. You know, get up in the morning, go to work, come home, get supper, go to bed. Get up in the morning, come home, get supper, go to bed. What a boring time. But because of the death, the burial, and the resurrection, we have hope. Hope of what? Hope of eternal life. If we'll only believe. Believe in your heart and confess with your lips that Jesus was raised from the dead and you'll be saved. Oh, saved from what, preacher? Saved from eternal damnation. Because we're going to spend eternity somewhere. And the choice is ours, whether we want to spend it with that old boy that fell from heaven and called the devil, Satan, the old deceiver, or do we want to spend eternity with God the Father? Jesus, give us that ticket to heaven. Call on him now for your reservation. That was one of my theme songs when I had my little radio 5-minute radio daily devotion. It was really a cool song. Jesus is your answer and your ticket to heaven. Call on him now for your reservation. That's exciting. Hope and pray that everybody within the sound of my voice knows the Lord Jesus in a personal way. But if you don't, it's a simple thing. Just say, "God, I know I'm a sinner. I heard so much about you. I want a relationship with you. Come and be a part of my life," and he will be faithful to do that. Well, we have some people that we lift up on our prayer list, and you know about the tornadoes, especially in our area last week, and all the things about that, and it's just devastating. When I'm recording this, our little church was not hurt, but there was a lot of damage around the church, and the power lines, and the transformers, and all that. We still don't have power at the church, as I'm recording this on a Wednesday afternoon, but they're out there working, and it's amazing to watch these electric guys and how they put things back together and stretch the wires and put in new poles. And I think sometimes we just don't realize how blessed we are. We take this thing called electricity for granted. Our life depends so much on it. When it's not there, we, help us, Holy Ghost. So we come into a prayer of agreement with and for all those who need a touch. And we close this little segment with the prayer that Jesus taught by praying. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, I hope and pray that you survived the tornadoes okay, and things are starting to come back together for you, and we'll just come in a prayer of agreement with you and for you, and just thank God for all of the people that are out there helping, the churches. Samaritan's Purse is in town, Franklin Graham's ministry. So people are coming to help, and we're grateful for that. So have a wonderful, blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.